back into the normal mass media. That's the reason. And in fact, in Barcelona, at that moment, there were some radio stations going on in neighborhoods with a neighborhood audience.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been working for 7-8 years since 7-8 years ago. So they are going on from there, and they continue going on. The difference was that we wanted to settle a radio station with an audience for all Barcelona, for all the city,
mm-hmm.
and trying to be an alternative one. Not so alternative to the others, to the free radios, I mean, but alternative to the big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the idea. That the fact is, the problem is that 3 years ago, a radio station had a similar project, a name was Pica, was closed by the government. And the explanations they gave him, the people there, were only administrative problems.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could be in the airport communications and so. So they decided to cut the permission for the mission. And in fact, they had not permission. They were working free.
Mm-hmm.
In the freeway. Well, but the problem we had at the first time was we thought perhaps we could not have a strong strength enough to go on with a free radio, knowing that the government could close our radio station if we didn't apply for I don't know how to say it.
A permission,
in a certain way. Well, in fact, the lot was coming, and in the lot they didn't give nothing to free radios. Of course, they didn't consider the possibility to give to free radios a frequency or so.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, the government, the central government, I mean the socialist government, was trying to convince everyone in Europe that they were doing that only because they were trying to settle municipal radios all over.
Yeah, yeah.
And these municipal radios, it's very funny because in fact they are a way for people in towns or maybe in neighborhoods to express. It's true. But they have always somebody who is directing the radio station, and the director of the radio station is always from the PSOE, of course, or maybe Convergencia here, which
mm-hmm.
is our left-wing autonomous government. Hmm? Left-wing, I'm sorry, right-wing, of course.
Yeah.
But that's the point. And it was very hard to convince them that the free radios or alternative radios are a very different thing, another thing.
But
it was. And what happened is, we have not, neither us, neither the other radios, the other free radios, we have not a right permission to go on, only an oral permission.
What?
A verbal permission.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And we are going on with that because we are for 6 months in a proof period, something like that. I don't know the name of that. So we are trying to settle, improve our equipment,
mm-hmm.
so. And that will continue for 6 months. Meanwhile, we are going on, we are organizing the programs and so, and we are trying to build an audience.
Yeah.
That's what we are doing. And that's the situation. The only new thing now is tomorrow in the autonomous government, they are going to discuss a proposition, but it's not a law proposition. It's a proposition not in law, to give a bigger space for alternative radios. So tomorrow we're going to see which is the will of the local government about that. We don't think that is very important. We think that that is not very important. But well, okay. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah, you were talking about other free radios. They're also in Barcelona?
Yeah, we have another free radio in Hospitalet, which is really very near Barcelona, exactly next to Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of that is Radio Curcó.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another one in Santa Coloma, which is next to Barcelona, but on the other side, which is Radio Inoxidable.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another one here in a neighborhood, in a very big neighborhood, which name is Bronca.
And you're working together with those?
In a certain way. Well, not till now, because we have just beginning, but with all this affair of the Gulf, we are trying to get some connection for informatives and so mm-hmm. for news. And there is another radio, which is the one the government closed 3 years ago, which is Radio Pica, that is going on now too, again. So that's what we have here. In fact, there are other small radios that they are trying to go on to.
Mm.
And, well, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with them, but they are trying to, yeah.
And what sort of programs do you make?
We are trying to give spaces for people who, or groups of people who they normally don't have other way to express
mm-hmm.
themselves. For instance, we have here some internationalist group who's trying to give information from what's happening in Asia, Middle Asia, or in South America. We have, let me see what we have. We have a program for people who is living here, coming from Guinea or the Black Africa, Negro Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We have some programs with ethnical music.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have for the moment now. I don't remember exactly the programs we have. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's more or less what we have.
Yeah, and how do you finance that all?
I'm sorry?
How do you finance? Where do you get your money from?
Ah, yeah. Well, look, first of all, we are a group of 30 people
mm-hmm.
Who is paying every month 1,000 pesetas, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are trying to do, I don't know, some dinner or some fiesta. Some party, this kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
We are trying to sell tapes we have, and mm-hmm. we think it's interesting to be distributed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's the point. We would like to have a donation.
Yeah.
In fact, we are asking for. So,
we have that problem too.
Yeah.
So, well, last thing I want to ask you is about some anti-Gulf War actions in Barcelona.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened in Amsterdam now. We had a very good beginning 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before the war, the 13, there was a very big demonstration here in Barcelona. Against the war,
yeah.
Very big, something like 50,000 people, which is, I think, the biggest demonstration since the NATO, I don't know, agreement. So, in fact, this problem. Has been putting in the street all these people who was against the NATO agreement. Hmm? So The problem is that was the 13, the 21 was exactly the same,
yeah.
But the feeling was maybe we could not go on with a demonstration every week, so crowded demonstration every week. And now the problem is maybe people is tired in a certain way, and people maybe is tired, and the war is becoming something very normal mm. for our lives. It's mm-hmm. very, but the different thing maybe is the objection, the I don't know what's the name of that, the insubmission and desertion and so.
People who don't want to go
to the military service,
yeah.
or people who is deserting from
Desires.
from the ships,
yeah.
mainly,
mm-hmm.
and there are four of them, the four people who have deserted, and that's the problem, because not well, problem or not problem, there is in a certain way a debate about military service is beginning now, and maybe very huge in some days, because the problem we have now is that why so young people who are in beginning the military service, because it's an obligation,
mm-hmm.
they have to be sent to the area, even
mm-hmm.
if the government says they are not going to be directly involved in the war.
Yeah.
From what we know, there is another very big problem
mm.
now. Yes, you know, I suppose, the United States Army is using the bases here for the B-52.
Yeah.
And this is another very big problem, because many people here is against these users. And the government didn't say nothing
Same.
About that. Nothing, exactly nothing. And people realize that in fact something strange was happening, because these kind of planes were not normal
yeah,
in
yeah.
these places. That's what we have now.
Yeah.
And between that, the government trying to convince the public opinion that the anti-war demonstration, the peace demonstration for peace,
mm-hmm.
Are trying to give support to Saddam Hussein,
mm-hmm.
or are trying to disturb the police work against
yeah.
terrorism, and so a terrorism that we haven't had, in fact, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
That's the situation.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry very much, because my English is like that.
Well,
if you could get something from there.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Yeah.